now what happens? So you have the screening here. Take us through the process of now what happens, because I think most people are receptive to the product and they want to see distribution everywhere now. So what happens for you?
Yeah, so we are going to start the film festivals, and we're actually, I can't really say it yet, but I believe there will be a screening of this, a couple screenings in August in the Quad Cities. So hopefully that materializes. And then we just are starting to submit to film festivals. We're trying to get into the Chicago International Film Festival, the Nashville Film Festival. Those are super hard to get into. So if we get into either one of those, that would be great. Otherwise, you know, we're just going to try to send it to as many places as possible. Especially, there are lots of film festivals that are not based in cities, that are like in smaller areas, and I think that this film will resonate more with those populations, so I think we're going to try to screen it at like smaller festivals in smaller towns, smaller markets.
And I was glad I got to see it tonight, because I really was impressed. I thought from a musical standpoint maybe it was going to be, you know, an insignificant, really minor role that Susie had in it, but she really played. I know her on-screen time wasn't significant, but her I guess I'll call it value added to this film with her music, but then some cameos that she makes, I thought really added a lot to this production. What did you think?
She was absolutely perfect, great. You know, we only could shoot with her, I think, for like a day and a half. And so we really had to maximize the time that we had with her on camera and make sure that we really had those shots. And she was so incredibly generous with the music. Like, just so generous with the music that we can make a whole, like, album for this movie based upon, like, an hour-long movie, and we can make, like, a, you know, she's got a whole album on Spotify for this, is really, really great.
I guess the funniest, ironic thing for me in all this, so you shoot the movie in Aledo, and, like, it's almost a full circle moment. You have the screening at Mercer County High School Auditorium. How kind of... I don't know. Can you kind of elaborate on that a little bit? To me, that's just a little tongue-in-cheek, like, irony to me, I guess.
I love it. It's so Aledo. Like, when I was telling friends back in Chicago, you know, that we're screening it at the high school, everyone's like, that's so, like, it is such a cool venue to screen it at. And I really do hope, you know, Rusty and I were talking, maybe we could do the band shell at some point when we can do public screenings. I think that would be really fun to get everybody out and watch. And then one thing that Bethany thought of, which I think is great, is to do like a sing-along movie. So, you know, like we would have like the lyrics at the bottom, like little bouncing ball, so like people in the crowd could sing along with it. And even tonight when people were clapping with like Cruising the Loop during the credits, I was like, this is a great sing-along movie. We've got to figure out that like version of it.
So you had to be pleased with, I mean, that type of audible reaction that you heard here tonight.
Yes, it was just really great. And there was a woman sitting next to me who kept just leaning over and being like, oh, that's so fun, or she'd like shake my hand at a moment, she's like, you got it. Like, it was really, really, really great.